Thanks for joining me for Lectio Divina. Hebrews 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Lectio is a time to be still to hear God's voice, to move from the busyness and noise of our daily lives to a still space to connect with God. Our text today is Matthew 9:19-22. I will read the text three times. After each time, I will hold about 2 minutes of silence, then we will begin the next movement. Find a comfortable position so you can relax and yet stay alert. It will probably take a few minutes to transition from the movements of your day to a still space. You can use your breathing to help you begin to relax and become centered. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. I'm going to start with a prayer. Jesus, thank you for this time where we can be with you. We know you are with us always, but here in the stillness, we are deliberately turning ourselves towards you. Thank you for drawing us to this place. As I read the text, Matthew 9:19-22, watch for a word or a phrase that captures your attention. This word is from God. He has embedded it into the scripture, but now he is lifting it out and sharing it with you. Don't worry about why or what. Just hold on to the word that is given. You can repeat it or doodle it if you want. Matthew 9:19-22. Jesus got up and went with him, and so did the disciples. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. The silence of this next movement is your chance to explore the embedded word that has been lifted and given to you, to gently turn it over and around in your mind to see how it connects to your life. Don't work hard to make a connection. It's God's word to you, and it's God's role to connect it for you. Your job is to rest and notice God's work. Matthew 9, 19-22. Jesus got up and went with him, and so did the disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. Listen as I read the text again. In the silence, notice. Is there an invitation to you from God? It may not be something to do. It may be a new thought or feeling or perception. God's invitation is personal and for our good. What is He inviting you to do or to be? Matthew 9, 19-22. Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. We have now made the final move from our busy lives to the quiet spot at our center where we are still and silent. Let go of your thoughts about your life or God's invitation. This is a time to simply rest in the presence of the one who is already there with us in the sacred space of our hearts. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into the experience of stillness. Rest in the presence of God and allow yourself to simply be. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.